Blackstone Audio presents The Position, a novel by Meg Wolitzer. This book is read by Exie Sands. Chapter 1. The book was placed on a high shelf in the den, as though it were the only copy in the world, and if the children didn't find it, they would be forever unaware of the sexual lives of their parents, forever ignorant of the press of hot skin, the overlapping voices, the stir and scrape of the brass headboard as it lightly battered the plaster, creating twin finial-shaped depressions over the years in the wall of the bedroom in which the parents slept, or didn't sleep, depending on the night. The book sat among a collection of unrelated and mostly ignored volumes. Watership Down, Diet for a Small Planet, Building a Deck for Your Home. Yes, I Can, the story of Sammy Davis Jr. The Big Anthology of Golden Retrievers, and on and on and on. It was casually slipped in, this one copy of the book that the parents brought into the house. For if they'd stored all their copies, including the various foreign editions, in taped up boxes in the basement marked kitchenware or odds and ends, that would have sent a message to the children. Sex is filth. Or, at least if not exactly filth, then something unacceptable to think about anywhere except beneath a blanket, in pitch darkness, between two consenting, loving, lusty, faithful, married adults. This, of course, was not the view of the parents, who for a very long time had loved sex and most of its aspects, loved it so dearly that they'd found the nerve and arrogance to write a book about it. When they thought of their four children reading that book, though, they brooded about what kind of effect it would have on them over time. Would it simply bounce off their sturdy, sprouting bodies? Or else be absorbed along with the fractions and canned spaghetti and skating lessons? The things that wouldn't last, wouldn't matter, or perhaps would matter, coalescing into some unimaginable shape and gathering meaning.